Good afternoon, four Moroccan citizens seeking asylum escaped from a reception room at Madrid's Barajas airport on Tuesday night by climbing through a hole in the ceiling. After making their way through the roof, the men reached the top of the building and have not been seen since. The National Police have launched a search operation. Union representatives have criticised the conditions at Barajas airport, claiming that the structures provided by the airport operator AENA to secure asylum seekers are completely inefficient and unsafe. They argue that the escape highlights significant security lapses, warning that the individuals are now roaming freely in an area near critical infrastructure, potentially posing a risk to public safety and national security. The incident has renewed scrutiny of the facilities where asylum seekers are held at Barajas. The airport's reception rooms are currently holding a significant number of people. One room alone houses 46 asylum seekers and 27 rejected applicants awaiting deportation. The escape comes on the heels of another incident just days earlier, when a group of Swahili asylum seekers refused to board a deportation flight and remained at the airport. The government has raised concerns about a sharp increase in seizures of a new designer drug known as clefidrone. The psychoactive substance has recently emerged particularly at festivals and leisure events, with the first major seizure occurring in Burgos in 2022 during an international anti-drug operation. The government highlighted that the European Union's early warning system recorded a 676% rise in clefidrone seizures across the continent. The drug was added to the United Nations list of controlled substances in late 2021. Atletico Madrid has been hit with a three-match partial stadium closure after crowd trouble during their match against Real Madrid on Sunday. The lower south stand of the Metropolitano Stadium will remain empty for the next three home games, following conflicts in the Madrid derby. On top of the stand closure, the club will also face a hefty €45,000 fine issued by La Liga authorities. The ruling is aimed at making a strong statement against such disturbances, particularly one of the league's most anticipated fixtures. And service sector activity accelerated again last month and registered its fastest growth in more than a year, so a business survey showed this morning. The Services Purchasing Managers Index rose to 57 in September from 54.6 the previous month. The index was above the 50 level that separates growth from contraction for a 13th consecutive month and had not been that high since April 2023. The growth was mainly driven by domestic demand, the survey showed. The strong services growth follows an acceleration in manufacturing activity last month, according to a sister survey released earlier this week. The service sector, led by tourism, represents more than half of Spain's gross domestic product. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.